You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. This is our latest look at the Cleveland Indians, and I am joined by Jordan Bastian. From Goodyear, Arizona, pitchers, catchers, and Bastian have all reported. Actually, just about everybody's reported out in Goodyear this week. JB set the scene there for us for the defending American League champs. What is the mood? What is the what's being said and done out there in Goodyear so far?
Yeah, so, you know, pitchers and catchers have reported. They went through physicals today, had their one-on-one meetings with Terry Francona, but it's not just pitchers and catchers that are here. As you alluded to there, most of the Indians roster has come to Goodyear already. I'd say there's about 50 players here of the 58 that they are scheduled to have in camp. So it's a nice showing so far. You know, a lot of position players here. Michael Brantley's been here already. Kipnis was here today. Lindor, you know, a lot of guys here who are going through voluntary workouts, you know, where they're not even required to be here until later this week. So that's kind of been the trend over the last few years with this team. You know, a lot of the young guys have kind of established that they like to get out here early and get into that spring routine before the official report date. So that trend has continued, and it's good to see for the team that now when you walk in the entrance as American League champions are from above the door. So they are obviously hungry to get back to work here and address some unfinished business.
Yeah, hoping to replace that sign with a better one next spring. You know, you mentioned Brantley. The Indians look terrific on paper. We know that. They're prohibitive favorites in the American League Central. They're a good bet to go deep into October once again. And they don't have a tremendous amount of roster intrigue this spring, which is usually the sign of a good team, is when you don't have a lot of battles going on position by position. But having said all of that, they do have a lot of sources of intrigue for the spring, and Brantley is a big one, of course, and we'll continue to check in with you on him as camp goes along, and he starts to get into games and that sort of thing. But also on the pitching side, just, you know, we say it every year about the teams that go deep into October, the potential lag effect, hangover effect, if you will, the following year. I know that's something that Mickey Callaway is going to have to monitor as pitching coach throughout the season. But what's he saying so far about the effects of October's inning?
Yeah, I mean, most teams, when they have that deep run or get to the World Series, you know, you arrive to spring training the next year and you're looking at a rotation that, you know, across the board hit, you know, career highs in innings. It's really not the case with the Indians yet. Corey Kluber and Josh Tomlin carried most of the load for the rotation, but without Carrasco in the playoffs, with Salazar limited to I think, 3 innings in the postseason, and with Trevor Bauer having the hand injury that limited him, you know, really the bigger concern heading into spring training in terms of managing the preseason workload is the bullpen. You know, so I think Mickey Callaway, while he's going to kind of back off Kluber and Tomlin a little bit, maybe give them a few extra days off between their bullpen sessions, or delay their Cactus League debuts. You know, that's really his only concern as far as the rotation goes. He's going to be looking more at balancing the workload for Cody Allen, Brian Shaw, and then obviously keeping close tabs on Andrew Miller and what he's doing with Team USA in the World Baseball Classic, because those three guys right there logged a hefty workload in October on top of considerable amount of innings in the regular season. So it's kind of an interesting situation for the Indians because, you know, while it wasn't a blessing at the time to not have Carrasco and Salazar in the playoffs, as they look ahead to 2017, you know, that it's a blessing in disguise now for this year, because those are guys that Mickey Callaway can be aggressive with during the spring in planning for full years for them this year.
Yeah, is Miller playing with fire a little bit, playing in the WBC? You know, of course, he logged, about 74 innings in the regular season. He set a postseason record for relief pitcher with 19 innings and change, and then to go throw meaningful innings in the World Baseball Classic, I'm sure it makes the Indians a little bit nervous.
Yeah, and talking to Callaway about that, he said, you know, they've talked a lot to Miller, not necessarily as much about the workload, but about the pitch usage, the pitch distribution of what he does in the Classic coming up. Because what Callaway said is, in a typical spring training for Andrew Miller, is he would really be fastball heavy, especially early in camp, you know, to really establish the fastball and work on it. And, you know, if the fastball isn't there in an outing, you keep throwing it. You know, that's the purpose of spring training. You know, you don't switch off a pitch because it's not working just for the sake of getting the out. You stick with it because you need to work on it and get it ready for the regular season. So in some springs past, he said Miller's fastball distribution might be as high as 70%, where when you look at the regular season, you know, look at last year specifically, he was over 60% with the slider and under 40% with his fastball. So if you're talking about a situation where he's in a highly competitive environment in spring training and looking to get outs, you know, he might be all of a sudden throwing more sliders than he's accustomed to throwing in a preseason setting. So I think that's what Mickey Callaway is most concerned about and wants to kind of keep a close tab on Miller, talk to Team USA pitch coach Jeff Jones, and kind of make sure they're all on the same page that if a situation arises in a game, you know, doesn't necessarily mean Miller is going to go to a pitch that he would go to in the regular season if he really needs to continue focusing on the preparation aspect. So I think that is where Miller would be playing more with fire than maybe necessarily the workload, because he says he feels great, he feels strong, said he felt strong throughout the playoffs, felt great this winter. And so I think it would be more about the usage than the workload.
Kind of branching off of that, I don't think we've recorded one of these since the Boone Logan news came out, that the Indians signed Boone Logan to a one-year deal with an option for 2018. And, you know, it's not to the level of an Edwin Encarnacion signing, but it was kind of similar in nature in that this is a guy whose price tag kind of fell in the Indians' lap a little bit. You know, early in the offseason, he had probably a higher price point than what he ended up signing for. So good value, it seems, for the Indians for, you know, as much as they value Andrew Miller from the left-hand side. We know he's not the traditional lefty. You're not going to really use him situationally, whereas Boone Logan comes in and adds that veteran left-handed presence.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, several years ago, you know, when they looked at a guy like Cody Allen, even though he was right-handed, they would see great left-handed splits and go, well, this is a guy we don't really care about, you know, if he has to face lefties. But that's a guy that has also now developed into the closer. So you're not going to bring him in those sort of middle to early late inning situations. This is a guy that's going to be pitching in the eighth and the ninth, you know, opposite of wherever Andrew Miller is appearing. And you're obviously not going to utilize Andrew Miller as a lefty specialist because he's your relief ace and you want him available for those really high leverage situations. But there's going to be days when those guys aren't available, or there's going to be situations where you really want that left-on-left matchup. And I think last year we saw a bullpen that really lacked that secondary lefty, you know, to Miller, especially down the stretch. So, you know, I think it's a great situation where you bring in this veteran guy who has very, very strong numbers in the left-on-left situation, gives Terry Francona that second option if he doesn't want to use Miller, or if a situation comes up early enough where you don't want to be burning Miller too early. So it's great. And I think the other thing that it does is now you have six arms projected for that bullpen, and it really gives the Indians a long time here in spring to evaluate how they want to treat that seventh spot in the pen. If it's a guy that can go multi-innings, is it another lefty? Is it one of those right-handed intriguing arms like Percy Garner or Sean Armstrong? You know, there's a lot of ways they can go now with that last bullpen spot. And a reason for that is because you've really lengthened out the rest of the bullpen by adding Boone Logan.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned potential blessings in disguise that Carrasco and Danny Salazar weren't available to the Indians in October. Well, of course, you know, Danny did come back to pitch a little bit in the World Series in a relief role, but, you know, he's a particular source of fascination just coming off that elbow flexor situation, and sometimes that can be a precursor to bigger problems with the elbow. And this is a guy who's, you know, had Tommy John in the past. It was a great sign that he was able to come back in October. What is the plan for him moving forward this spring?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be finding out more details on that in the coming days, but I think the positive right now from talking to Callaway today is he says, you know, he's kind of planning on around 30 innings for both Salazar and Carrasco this spring. I mean, that's a pretty significant workload, but something they could potentially get done with no setbacks given the length of spring training this year. You know, he used the word aggressive, saying he wants to be aggressive with those guys because of the way their seasons ended. You know, Carrasco had a pretty typical offseason. Has already been thrown off the mound and is right, you know, in line with where the other guys are. They'll probably be a little bit light with him in the early portion just to be safe. And I would imagine similar situation what Salazar, but once they start getting into the game portion, these are guys that the Indians really want to be aggressive with and have them rack up innings and get prepared to be in that rotation come opening day. So, you know, I think it was probably good for Salazar to get into those games and get on the mound late in the year so he didn't head into the off season with some unanswered questions. He kind of knew going into the winter, you know, he could get on a mound and pitch and be healthy and kind of have that foundation going into his off-season workload. So that's kind of the plan as of right now for both of those guys.
All right, JB, you ready for 7 weeks in the desert?
Oh, I am ready. Bring it. Just whether or not our families back home are ready for us to be gone for 7 weeks. But
the question.
The price we pay.
It is. It is. Well, it'll be an exciting year of Indians baseball, and it is all getting started out in Goodyear. Jordan Bastian is all over it on Indians.com. Be sure to check out his work. We'll continue to check in with him throughout spring training camp. I want to thank you all for joining us. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.